Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Headwaters Wilderness Forever. Participate in the planning process for the Headwaters Preserve. At last, the draft management plan for the Headwaters Preserve, the precious piece of Headwaters Forest that is now public land, has been released by the Bureau of Land Management. The Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters is organizing participation in the process. The plan outlines management and designation options for the 7,472 acres of the Headwater Forest purchased with state and federal funds via the Headwaters deal in 1999. The much-hailed transfer from corporate to public hands did not automatically protect the forest. The final plan will dictate the types of activities that will take place in the forest, such as research and restoration projects, public access, recreation, and special designations. The good news is that the Bureau of Land Management's preferred alternative is, for the most part, an ecologically sound, biologically sensitive approach. Most of the plan's provisions can be supported by Headwaters Forest defenders. The good news is that you, the activist community, are included in the process to finalize the management plan and assign a protective designation to the preserve. Your participation will help ensure that the forest we fought so long for is protected as wilderness and wildlife habitat rather than as a playground. For more information, see www.headwaterspreserve.org. That's headwaterspreserve, all one word, .org, for more information on how to participate. Here's what the forest needs. A wilderness study area designation, alternatives for 80% of the preserve, State of California Ecological Reserve designation, and all streams in the preserve that are eligible for recommendation for inclusion in the wild and scenic rivers, limit hiking to the northern access on the Elk River Road and no new trails, close the southern access trail through Salmon Pass at least until such time as marbled murrelet and other endangered species have recovered to the point that they will not be imperiled. Support the stated management goals of restoring natural ecological functions and processes of old-growth forests, riparian areas, and aquatic habitats, and all roads should be removed to the maximum extent possible from the preserve. The Headwaters Draft Management Plan is available online at www.ca.blm.gov/arcata/draft_plan.html. Once again, that address is www.ca.blm.gov/arcata/draft_plan.html. Copies can be requested on CD or on paper from the Bureau of Land Management's Arcata office. Give them a call at 707-825-2300. That's 707-825-2300. Please write a letter to the BLM and the Department of Fish and Game during the 90-day comment period, which ends September 6th. Mail your comments to Headwaters, P.O. Box 18867, Sacramento, California, 95818. That's Headwaters, P.O. Box 18867, Sacramento, California, 95818. Or you can email comments to headwaters@jsanet.com. That's headwaters@jsanet.com. If you want more information, contact the Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters. They're at 2330 San Pablo Avenue in Berkeley, California, 94702. That's Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters, 2530 San Pablo Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94702. Or send email to bach@igc.org. That's bach@igc.org, or give them a call, 510-835-6303. That's 510-835-6303. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come by, see the